They've told us for years, Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. So it was a very easy decision. Took a lot to come here, but it was a very easy decision.
Mickey Mouse and Governor Sean Parnell were both in Skagway on Friday. Both have an interest in Skagway's port. And Skagway polls are open Tuesday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A special election in Skagway has voters deciding on $9 million in general obligation bonds for four separate projects within the borough. Polls are open to registered voters from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, at City Hall's Assembly Chambers. The building is located at 700 Spring Street. Four separate propositions appear on the ballot. Voters can choose yes or no for any combination of the items. Proposition 1 is $5 million in general obligation bonds for Port of Skagway capital improvements. Specifically, the money would help finance the construction of an open cell dock facility. That work would allow for increased industrial and tourist capacity at the Port of Skagway. That money would add to the pot of up to $75 million already approved through the state capital budget and House Bill 119, which was signed by Governor Sean Parnell in Skagway on Friday.
I would like to welcome Governor Sean Parnell, all of his staff up here from Juneau.
He was welcomed by representatives from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority and elected officials from Whitehorse, Juneau, and Skagway.
This is not only a regional project that we are dealing with today, but it is international. This will have impacts throughout this region, stretching from Canada through the borough of Skagway and south through southeast Alaska down to the lower 48. For the borough of Skagway, this is going to mean a great many jobs year-round, help diversify our economy, put us back on the map as a viable major port, though we have an economy now that is based on tourism, which is, of course, based on being a viable port. We see our first cruise ship in here today. This will mean tremendous opportunity for the families of those in Skagway. It'll bolster the economy and the infrastructure of our school district and all the peripheral businesses within the borough of Skagway.
Skagway Borough Manager Tom Smith said Monday the $5 million in GO bonds in front of Skagway voters would, quote, make all the difference in the world. Proposition 2 is for $1 million in general obligation bonds to move on Phase 1B of improvements to the Skagway Small Boat Harbor. The latest plan was part of a public meeting earlier this year. That work would include the construction of new small boat docks and harbor dredging and material handling. Manager Smith says the improvements at the Small Boat Harbor are sorely needed. Proposition 3, which will be indicated on the ballot, is for the Skagway Public Library and would approve $500,000 in general obligation bonds to finance part of the cost of renovating, improving, and enlarging the public library. The approval, according to Smith, is a significant part of a match through the State Library Association and would help make necessary upgrades required by Americans with Disabilities Act and add about 1,300 new square feet to the building. Plans are on display at the library. Proposition 4 is for $2,500,000 in general obligation bonds for Main Street capital improvements. The money would fund all or a portion of the cost to replace and improve the Main Street right-of-way. That includes the sidewalk, street, and utility-related improvements. Smith says Main Street has been on the project list for a number of years, and it's in need of major repair. The money would start the project and pair with legislative requests and other funds. The Skagway special election is Tuesday. Four propositions are on the ballot to approve issuance of general obligation bonds for projects at the Port of Skagway, the Small Boat Harbor, the library, and Main Street improvements. The vote on the secondhand smoke ordinance is not part of this special election and won't occur until later in the year. Polls are open for the special election from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 10th, at City Hall's Assembly Chambers. The building is located at 700 Spring Street in Skagway. Borough Manager Smith added that the borough is prepared to handle the issuance of bonds for all four purposes if voters make that happen. He says the sales tax fund and head tax fund can be used to provide for the retirement of bond debt. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday night in Assembly Chambers. The group will introduce and hold a first hearing for the Haynes budget ordinance. The budget was first proposed in early April by the manager and has been the subject of a string of budget meetings and public work sessions. An FY12 budget must be adopted by June 15th. At the meeting, the Assembly will also discuss the Backroads Alaska program. It's a concept that would market a new itinerary to cruise lines, highlighting the smaller ports in southeast Alaska. The Borough Assembly meets in its regular meeting on Tuesday, May 10th at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers in the Public Safety Building in Haynes. The beginning of summer tourism season looked a little different to Skagway tour operators this year.
Yeah, they're different.
Mickey and Minnie Mouse were among the first cruise ship passengers of the 2011 season, with Disney Cruise Line's ship Wonder making its first ever trip to the Northern Lynn Canal.
The latest thing, Disney ship, sis. They didn't come here last year.
It was also the first cruise ship of the year for Skagway. The Chilkat Valley will see passengers off the Disney ship starting this Friday after the Fast Ferry begins running between the two ports. The ship is not quite like other princesses, pearls, doms, and spirits that usually tie up. It's full of kids.
There's great kids pubs, different ages, 4 to 7 and then 7 to 10. But yeah, they can intermingle with their siblings and stuff.
They actually have a club for all the age ranges up to like 18. So they have a nursery from like 0 to 3, and they have a club from 3 to 7, and then they have a lab from like 7 to 11, and then they have a tween club on the second level that's like 11 to 13, and then they have a whole team thing. One of the funnels is actually a false funnel. It's not a smokestack. And up on the top there is a teen hangout that has video games and all kinds of stuff up there.
Heidi and Barry of Seattle took their first cruise ever with Disney because of Jeff.
Yeah, I guess we just found this out today.
Their son, who is dramatically twirling in circles, slashing the air with a plastic sword that lights up.
I've actually seen characters. Sometimes characters just kind of walk around when they're not really in the book. I've seen Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Turk, and Stitch, and Stitch in the fancy old school thing.
Jeff is taking the whole ship thing very seriously and has disguised himself in a red bandana and eye patch, authentic pirate gear.
Pirate gear view with Mickey. Yes.
Disney officials on the ship say an Alaska cruise fits perfectly into their brand.
Well, it fits in that we offer, you know, a unique family experience no matter where we go. You know, an abundance of programming for every member of the family on board the ship. But beyond that, our port adventures when we come to places like Skagway and the variety of excursions that we do. You know, they are unique, but we are always focused on what is the story that we're telling. Is it compelling? Is it authentic? You know, do our guests enjoy it? We ask them to rate it, and we test and adjust, and we come back, and we try to make things as perfect as we can.
But like a surprising number of adults, some without kids, who stroll the decks in goofy ponchos or Donald Duck hats, Jeff's parents are on board for themselves, too.
Yeah. Well, kids and we love Disney. Yeah. I mean, we had a Disney movie collection before he was born, so we have to admit.
That should make some tour operators a little more comfortable.
I don't like screaming kids.
Still, the local tourism industry is bracing for a different kind of passenger from Disney cruises.
A lot of new rules for a lot of tour operators.
Tanya Carlson is Haines Tourism Director.
I think it's been interesting. I think it's going to be a learning curve on both ends, not only for people in Alaska, but I think for Disney operating Alaska. I don't think they know quite what's coming, possibly. But, you know, Alaska's just laid back.
But not everyone is worried about kids on shore excursions.
I'm Carl Holtz. I'm the president of Disney Cruise Line.
Holtz said on Friday he doesn't usually do this, but really wanted to be on Disney's inaugural sailing to Alaska. Of course, Walt Disney Studios were years ahead of Disney Cruise Lines when they filmed White Fang in the early 1990s at a set that lives on as the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds in Haines.
The legacy of Disney is to listen to your guests and respond to what your guests want. And we know who our audience is. It's a broad family audience. We offer a unique product, and they've told us for years, Alaska, Alaska, Alaska. So it was a very easy decision. Took a lot to come here, but it was a very easy decision.
He called the weather in the first few days of the trip interesting, but says this is some of the most incredible scenery he's ever seen. And as far as the dark side of Alaska's natural world goes,
we're not going to make up stories. We believe in authentic storytelling.
Remember that scene from Bambi, a Disney movie?
You know, when it comes to the food chain, those kinds of things, we don't dance around things, but people understand. I mean, my 5-year-old son certainly understood that the bear ate the rabbit and the rabbit ate something else, okay? But the fact of the matter is, it's a great educational opportunity, you know, for children to learn, to enjoy, to observe. And, you know, we consider ourselves, you know, superb storytellers. And what we've really tried to do here in coming here to Alaska is tell the story of what this is all about in many different ways.
As part of their first visit to Skagway, full-size Disney characters showed up at the Skagway School Friday afternoon to give hugs, photo ops, and stuffed animals to the school kids.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's introduce some of my friends. Come on in!
Buckwheat Donahue is Skagway's tourism director. He was one of many Skagwegians who welcomed the first Disney cruise to town.
Oh man, I thought it was great. I got my picture taken with Mickey, and I like Mickey. I didn't realize that I was still a kid, right? You know, but I was just beaming from ear to ear. And plus, my office here at the Visitor Center, you could hear kids in here all day long, screaming, laughing, crying. They're happy, they're unhappy, right? You know, but it's just a different mix now, right? And I mean, it bodes well for the summer.
Disney has 17 more Friday calls to Skagway with shore excursions to Haines too. Disney Cruise Lines President Carl Holtz says he thinks Disney in Alaska will work out for the long term.
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah, this is a fantastic corner of our world, and just an incredible amount of things to offer. And just to be this close to nature is, I don't know, it's just exhilarating.
For KHNF, I'm Tara Bicknell.